Toisus later says the svar is, Toisus says here, V'yafa gav de'edim midin shlanivolo, eina soymech al zeh meyacha shoy nisuyin, v'sovod l'shab choymim kein. The second husband was supposed to think, maybe the first Edom only said that to praise her, like she should have a good name. The husband died right after the chuppah, so it shouldn't have a shame she's a bula. The Edom still made up a story to say that she didn't live with the first husband. But the second husband is supposed to think that most probably she is a bula, most probably she lived with the first husband. Therefore, she true only gets $100, but it's not called a mekach tois. You can't say that you thought she was a psula, because you should have known, consolation she's only a bula. Sama Rav, and Rehe Rav says, Zoy Samaris, here we should have a proof again, that the Chura consul becheskat psula. The Chura, the Avimina is that since the Edom said that she did not live with the first husband, so when the second husband married her, he thought she's a psula. So if you marry your wife and you think she's a psula, the nim says bula, and later you find out, no, she's really a bula, yesh l'ksuba mono, because it says over here she gets $100. So churi shabarai here also, even though the husband thought that she's a psula, you still have to give her $100. Ravashi yomano, Ravashi's not, there's no proof from over here. The yalma really, I'll tell you, the locher is, the yerle meimaloch les l'klau. In a regular place, that's called a good mekach tois. That's not what you wanted. You thought you're getting a psula. If she's a bula, it's not what you wanted. It's a mekach tois. You don't have to give her a ksuba. But v'shani hocha, here it's much different over here. Sherei konsul rishon, like the Brisa says. Because here we're talking about your wife already had chupa with the first husband. So even though there are eidim there that said they didn't live together, that's what Tois says, you weren't supposed to believe them. You were supposed to think maybe they're only saying it to praise her, like to give her a good name, but Avada, you should have thought that most probably she did live with the first husband. Therefore, she has a din of a bula, and you can't try to make a choice. Other Rishonim say that Pshat is like Yishalma, we said. Now the vote is, why does she get 100, 200? Because she has chayin, she wasn't have shaykhah to a man yet. But once the Isha has chuppah with a man, even if she doesn't live with him, just the fact she has chuppah with a man, she has nesuyin, that takes away a chayin. Therefore, the second husband should have known she doesn't have that much chayin, this lady, and you can't marry her b'cheska, she's a psula, she has the chayin. You should have known she doesn't have this chayin. Therefore, it's not called the mekach tois, you have to give her $100. For the Gemara now, Nukasha. For Nechesh Lechura, Shema Tachta Zinsa. Lechura, why aren't we afraid though? Maybe the Edom are telling the truth, that she did not live with the first husband. I now, when the second husband lives with her, he finds out that it's Pesach Pesuach. So what do you say for sure that he's mutter to her and he can't have any tainus? Why are we afraid maybe she has nus now with another man in between the second Kedushin and the second Nisuyin? Veshema Tachta Zinsa. Like the Maul is, they make Kedusha now, and the Suyin way later. So why doesn't the second husband have to be afraid at least, that maybe the first Edom are telling the truth? Nageyati Surim, he should be also to her. Like Tchur, this should be a regular case of Pesach Pesuach. Amar Sharbi, your Sharbi answers, Enechanami. But the case here is, Kagoyin, Shekidish Oboli Alta. Havada, we're talking about here, when the second husband, what he did was, like we do now, he made Kedushin, and he made Nisuyin one after another. He was kiddish and boli alta, so therefore there's no shayla of a sight here. That's why she's mutter to you. So only a shayla should it be a mekach tois or not. It's not what you thought you're getting. It's not called a mekach tois. You had no right to think she's a psula. You should have thought she's a bula. Or else that you show me, she already lost the chayin. She had chuppah with a man. It's not a pure psula. She doesn't get 200. Namor says, Vika demastin la mastisim. Some learned this kash and teres on our Mishnah. Says in the Mishnah, Psula almona grusha chalutza min anasuyin. If you have a lady that's a psula, she taka didn't live with the first husband, but her husband died, or else she got to get chalutza, or else she even though she received chalitza, that's a chiddush, even though she had zika, maybe zika is also called kichnusa. Kamashma, no, even though she had chalitza min anasuyin, halacha is what, even though it was with nasuyin, the first husband made a chuppah with her. Is a locha ksuba samana. Even though we know for sure she's still a psula, the first husband did not live with her. The first husband only made chuppah and he died right after the chuppah. The locha is the Mishnah says she only gets samana, nothing more. And again, v'yein lo tainis psulim. The second husband can't have any tainis psulim. So the chur of diik is besula menanis bekashri is besula menanisuyin hechemishkachas lo. How do you have such a case? If she had nisuyin, she had chuppah with the first husband, so usually it's becheskas they had beer to live together. How could you still call her a besula? Why isn't, why, how is she a besula? So the Mora says, going, what's the case? Shenich nisul chuppah v'la nivla. It's not kasha. In the case that we said they made chuppah, they made nisuyin, but again, they ate them there, that they didn't live together, or they weren't in the room long enough to have beer. Kids, so we know they didn't have beer. That's what our Mishnah says. So why does the Mishnah say, when the second husband marries her, the ksubra is only $100? So my Roma Rabbi, Rabbi says, Zois Samaris from our Mishnah is the proof, to have constant becheskas psula. Like here, the second husband, Avamino is, he believes what he heard. We heard over that she did not live with the first husband, so the chur is she still a psula. So when the second husband married her, he thought she's a pure psula. Venim says bula, and it comes out now when the husband lives with her, that she's really a bula. So our Mishnah says, ksubasa mana? So you have a raya, l'chur, it's not called a mekach tois. You still have to give your wife a ksuba of $100. So again, on the Mishnah now, Ravashi says no. Ravashi yom, what liyoyla mei malach, really I'll tell you about malach lach all over is, les laklau. In a regular place that you stam thought your wife was a psula. And you had all the right to think that way. She didn't tell you not that way. And it comes out later, you find out, Pesach Psuach, that she's a real bula. So I'll tell you, Taka, she gets nothing, could be. Less Lakla, she gets no ksuba. You have a right to say it's an ekech tois. For Shani Yoch, our Mishnah though is different though. Sharei nichta sol chupa. Our Mishnah says that she had chupa with the first husband. So since she had chupa with the first husband, either the svar is you're supposed to think that most probably she did have bia, and the Edom don't know what they're talking about. Or else, like Yishalmi says, that she lost her chayin, so you should have known what you're getting, a lady without chayin, it's not called a mekach tois. But usually, when you have a right to think that she's a regular psula, if she fooled you, it could be it's a mekach tois, she gets zero. Now again, on our Mishnah Gemara Sikasha, again, the Vulecha Shematachta Zinsa, but our Koporan Li Sura, he should be chayshus, that maybe the Edom are right, she didn't live with the first husband. Since so, how come she's a Pesach Psuach? Maybe she lived with somebody else after you made Kedushin, in between the period of Kedushin and the Suin. So again, the Gemara says this case has to be Hamarav Sharbiya, Kagoyin Shekidish Oboliyat, and the Chanami. Our Mishnah is talking about that the second husband made Kedushin and the Suin one after another. So for sure, she didn't live with a man in between. The most could be she lived with a man before this. So what? She's still mutter to you. Aye, it's a Mekach Tois. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's not called a Mekach Tois. Because since you knew that your wife had nisuyin with a man already, either you're supposed to know that most probably she did live with him, or else since she had chuppah, that alone takes away her chayin. She's not a pure wife anymore. So it's not called a mekach tois. You should have known that what you're getting. So b'kitzah, there's two svaras. One says it on the braisa, and one says it on our Mishnah. So we're going to say like this. Man the master in law braisa, one that says it on the braisa, kol shechina masnitzin. For sure, it goes in our Mishnah. Rasha the chivon the braisa, afagav the yomru edim lanistro. Like in the braisa, it's more clearly that the edim said they saw clearly there was no stira, they had no yichud, they had no bia. So madach in the braisa, the husband should have thought she's a bula. Avad in the Mishnah where there are no edim there. So man the master la braisa kol shechina masnitzin. But a man the master la masnitzin, whoever learned this loch only in our Mishnah, have la braisa loy. But on the braisa no, on the braisa taka there it's called the mekach tois in the braisa. Why? Mishum the motzi yomalo ano edim samchi. Because in the braisa where there are mamish edim there, that she did not live with the first husband, that they didn't have yichud altogether, in that case the husband has the right to say, I believe those edim. So as far as I know, you should have been 100% psula. And that's the way I married you. I thought you were psula. And if it comes out that fine Pesach Psuach, I have a right to complain and say, I make a choice, that's not what I wanted. So if you learn this whole shock of Tayon in our Mishnah, then we say it's not a make a choice because there was no Eidim to be Seimachon. But in the Bryce, in a case like that, where there were Eidim that she didn't live with the first husband, then it would be called a good make a choice. Because the husband has a right to say, I believe the first Edim, I thought you were pure Bsula, and now that I see you fooled me, it's a Mekach Tois, it's not what I wanted. Right. We had before, if somebody eats by Yishver's house, he goes to his father-in-law's house in Yehuda. Again, this was during the period of time between the Kedushin and the Nisuyin. He used to make Kedushin, and she would go home and live with her father, and he would stay in his house. Now in Yehuda, if there was any a time that the Chosin went to visit his Kala, Shalai B'Yedim, they were left alone, they were left alone in the house, without Edim there. Like we said before, it's a Svarna said that they had to be together. So the later on, B'Shas Chuppah, Eina Yoch Lifta Tainis Pesulim. The husband can't complain in Yehuda, B'Shas the Chuppah, the night of the Chuppah to say, Pesach B'Suach. Why not? Because in Yehuda, the minig was, they used to have Yichud together before, and there was a very good chance that they had to be together. So therefore, Negea to losing the Ksuba, the husband has no right to take away his wife's Ksuba. Because we say for sure you knew already that, or else, even though B'Shas Kedushin, she was of Sula, and therefore the Ksub is $200, but what happened afterwards? You yourself live with her. If you yourself live with her, she doesn't lose the Ksuba, she still deserves to get $200. So in Yehuda, of the Chosin Tainus Pesach Pesuach, the night of the Chuppah, we don't believe him. We say Stami's lying now, and really he was the one that made the Pesach Pesuach. So more so like this. Me diktani, since the Mishnah says the lashon of ha'oichel mashmi, in certain cases, if it happens that you went to eat by a kala's house, mechlal mashmi, there are cases the ikaduchta Yehuda nami the lo yachol. There are cases in Yehuda that people don't eat by the kala's house; they do not have yichud together. So Rabbi Abai says that is true. That shmamina we see from our Mishnah by Yehuda nami, even in the land of Yehuda, mekaymus yesh. There are different places in Yehuda. Like, not in every place in Yehuda do we say they had Yichud and Bia together, that the husband can't complain to Pesach Pesuach. No, there could be, there are some places in Yehuda that the minig was, they didn't let the Chosin and Kala live together. So if that was the minig in Yehuda, even in Yehuda, the Chosin and B'Shas T'Chuppah could tie in the Pesach Pesuach. In other words, don't make a mistake in our Mishnah, the whole Yehuda had this halacha. No, in Yehuda itself, Ir Yehuda, there were different places there. Some places they had the minig, some places they didn't have the minig. Kedatanya, like we learned like this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, the Yehuda in the place of Yehuda, but Rishonah will bring proof to a different minhagim there. But Rishonah at the beginning the minig used to be, Hoye meyachadin esachosvim v'esakala shu'achas kaidim k'nisosin l'chuppah. Like an hour before they made the chuppah, they would let the chos and the kala be together. Why? Kadesh yaliba gaspa. They want them to love one another very strong. We spoke out, the Shita speaks out here, because there used to be the Gzeira in Yehuda, that the Goyish king has to live with every Kala right before the Chuppah. So he wanted to make sure that the Kala won't do it willingly with the king, she'll still love her husband more. So he wants them to love a lot, therefore we let them have a Bia together before the Chuppah. Because then that the Kala would love her own husband, and when the king lives with her, she'll do it only B'yoinis, not B'rotzen. That was the minig in Yehuda. In Golo by Celeste, there was no Gzera from the king that way, so there was no purpose to let them live together before the Chuppah, so they never let the Kochos and the Kala live together before the Chuppah. That was one thing. Now, B'Yehuda, B'Rishoinoyim Amidim Lehem, Shnei Shoshvinin. In Yehuda, there used to be a minig that the night of the Chuppah, they used to have two people there, Shnei Shoshvinin, like the best man and the best lady. Echod Loi V'Echod Lo. There used to be one man to check out what he's doing, and one man to check out what she's doing. To work and prove to see what the Chosin Kala is doing. When they went to the Chuppah, which means when they had the first Bia. In other words, there was a minig, that's the Stira. Here you see in Yehuda, the night of the Chuppah, they used to have the best man there, like we see in Rashi, to come and check out the sheet. That right after they had Bia, the best man, the Shushrum, would come in and check the sheet to make sure there was Dam and not Dam. So you see, even in Yehuda, there is a tiny Dam. Mashman, this time, in this place in Yehuda, they didn't let the Chosin and Kala live together before. So therefore, the night of the Chuppah, this is the first time they're living together. And therefore, even in Yehuda, we had to check it out very carefully to make sure that there was blood there. In order, the Chosin shouldn't come to lie and say, Pesach Pesuach, I didn't find Dam, but really there was Dam. So you see, even in Yehuda, there were places that they didn't live together before. So first Bia was done the night of the Chuppah, and therefore they had these Shoshvinim there, these two people there, to check them out, to make sure everything they're doing is okay. over Golum, in Golum Lahoy Eisen Kain. In Golum they didn't do this. So the boss speaks out, why didn't they do this? To say, because in Golum the people didn't lie so much there. So in Golum we weren't afraid that the Chosum would lie. But then in Chanarma they used to have a lady there just to check out for the Kala. Like we're afraid that maybe the Kala would hide the Shmata right away, so therefore somebody was there right away to look at it, to see the sheet, it was really dominant. But for the man, they didn't have to check him out. Another place was the Yehuda. Another place knew there was Rishonoy Shashrinin Yishonim Beis Babayi Shachosim Kal Yishonim. There's also a riot in Yehuda. Certain places they did not live together before, and therefore the night of the chuppah was the first time to live together, and we needed the people to check out carefully to make sure there was dam besulim. So here they hold the minig was the two Shashrinim even used to sleep in the same house. The Chosim Kal used to sleep. Not in the same room, not b'shas tashmish, but later used to come and to check, and they stood there that night also. Over Golul and Golul Hoyos and Cain. So Kitzah, this is the raya that in Yehud itself there are different places, because Avada, like the place are now Mishnah, that they used to be naik to have let them live together before the chuppah. There was no purpose then the night of the chuppah to let them have the shashrinim there. There's nothing to check out. Like we know for sure they lived together before, so there's no dam to be found that night. So, according to the place in our Mishnah, you wouldn't have to have the Shnei Shashrinim. But after the Gemara says there was a place they had the Shnei Shashrinim, the two people to come to help check out, that's because in this place in Yehuda, the minig was they did not let the Chosn and Kala live together before the Chuppah. Therefore, the night of the Chuppah was the first time. Therefore, there should be dam there. We want to make sure they don't lie and steal and lose the sheet. So, you have to have two Shashrinim there to check out to make sure everything is done good. Right, and now it says, V'chol sh'lo noy k'minig hazeh, anybody that did not act like this, eina yochol litan tainis p'sulim. Then the husband cannot come and complain the next day to Bezdin, she was a pesa p'suach, I have tainis p'sulim. He can't tainu that. For the Gemara, hi, on which minig are we talking about, that if you don't do that way, you can't complain? Ilay ma'resh, if you want to say in the first minig, that the first minig in Yehuda was, that they used to let the Chosn and Kala live together, b'chlal, for the Gemara. Kol shenogu miborlei. What are you telling me if they don't do like that? Should have been the opposite way. Whoever does like that, that lets the Chosn and Kala live together before the Chuppah, so then the Chosn can't tie the Tainis Psulim tonight of the Chuppah, because they already lived together already before. So what are you telling me? If they don't do this minig, then there's no Tainis Pesulim. If it's going on the first minig of our Mishnah, that they used to live together before, it should have said, whoever does this can't Tainis Pesulim. What do you mean if they don't do that way? Ela Seifa, goes on the Seifa, where they did not let them live together before, Hamel, the minig was to have two Shashrinim there, let to have the two men come and check out. So it says, what, if you did not do like that, then you don't have a Tainis Pesulim. For the Gemara, kol shaloi mushmash miborlei. Mushmash means if the man did not let himself be checked out, it should have said. Not if they didn't do that way. Because totally if the man let himself be checked out or not. If the man did not let himself be checked out, then he can't tie his pesulim. That's the lashon it should have said. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abaye says, liyerla maresha. Really, it should be going on the resha of the Mishnah. Enechnami, change around the girsa. Fetani learned like this. Kol shenogu, whoever was knowing that minig, that they let the Chosn and Kala live together before the chuppah, and then the night of the chuppah, there's no tainis pesulim. You can't complain, because we know you lived already together before. That's why there was no dam now. You can't complain, your wife lived with another man. We know it was you. Just yesterday you lived with your wife. So therefore, if you know you like the minig of the Mishnah, therefore you can't complain, like our Mishnah says, you can't complain, tainis pesulim. So this the Gemara says, Omele Rabbi doesn't like this. V'akol shaloi nogel kutani. How can you change the girsa? It says clearly in the Braisa, if you did not do that way, not if you did that way. Say hello, my Rabbi. If Rabbi says like this, Hokikoma. This is what the Braisa means to say. Kol shaloi noag minig golo begolo. If somebody did not do the minig the way you're supposed to do in golo, the way golo does. Ela, what did he do? He did minig Yehuda begolo. In Golol, he lived with his Kala before the Chuppah. Now, if a person did not noyig minig Golol, but rather he did the minig of Yehud in Golol, then it's good. And Yochalit and Tainis Pesulim. This Chosin can't Tainis Pesulim, because since he lived with his wife already before, so the night of the Chuppah, the second time, Havadi, you're not going to find Dam Pesulim. You can't Tainis Dam Pesulim. Ravashi says, I'll tell you, Amal Yerla Maseifa. Really could be going on the Seifa. In a case where there used to be Shtesh Rishvinin, there used to have the people to come and check out. For Tony, learn Enechnami, Kol Shaloi Mushmash. Whoever with the chosin did not let himself be checked out, if he did not let them check him out, then Taka the Lacher is, he can't tainas basulim. We're afraid he's lying, maybe there was them there. If he didn't let it be checked out, then he can't tainas basulim. So only when he let them check it out, and still they checked the sheet, and they found there was no dam on it, then the husband has the right to complain that she wasn't a psula, she wasn't a psula. There was no dam basulim, Rav Pabish lived with another man before. And therefore he doesn't want to give her ksuba. You have a right to say, we learned before, that if you married a becheska, she's a psula, and it comes out that she's a bula, you don't have to give her ksuba at all. It's called a mekach tois. Mishnah Vayta. Achas almonas Yisrael. Whether it's an almonas that the lady is a bas Yisrael. The achas almonas kanim. Or whether she is a bas kain, or she was married, her first husband was a kain. She became an almona. The law risks the bas almona. When she gets married a second time now, an almona only gets $100. Now, Bezdin Shokanim or Yogoyvim Lipsula. So Bezdin Shokanim made a new takana. The kanim like made a new takana for themselves. That any time a kohen married a psula, arba meyazuz, they made up a new type of a ksuba. Not the regular 200, but they made up that a kohen has to give his wife $400. For the nichol b'yodav chachomim, the chom did not stop this. The chom were not moichet, it's a good thing to do. In other words, even though there's a loch, a person of Avada could write a taisus ksuba. As much money as you want to add onto the ksuba, you could add onto it. But here the shailah is, how much is the yikra ksuba? Normally the Ikra Ksuba has to be $200. Here they used to write for the Ikra Ksuba $400. Or even if they didn't write a Ksuba, they used to say you have to pay $400. So Chum agreed it's a good takana to have. It's not like going against the Torah, it's something good to do. And that was the minig, to count them how to give $400. It must be like this. Tony went to the price like this. The Yamona's Kahanim. The Yamona of a Kohen, if she was once married to a Kohen, and now she gets married a second time, Ksubos from Asayim. The amon of a ksuba of the amon of a kohen also has a special halacha. Just like our Mishnah says, a psula gets 400. Here the Braisa says the amon gets 200. For the Gemara, our Mishnah says not like that. For the non tanan, our Mishnah learns achas amonas Yisrael. For yachas amonas kanim, it says clearly, even though she's an amona from a kohen, her first husband was a kohen, ksuba samona, she only gets $100. So according to Stira, here the Braisa says she gets 200. So Gemara says no. Omer Rav Ashi, shtei takonas oyu. There were two different takonas, two different periods of time here. Mikor at the beginning was like this. Tkinu lebsula arba meyazuz. First the kohanim were mistaken for themselves. When a kohen marries a psula, he has to give her $400. Uli almona mona, like it says now Mishnah. They left the almona alone like normally only $100. But now what happened? Kivon the chaz of the mezalzlabu. The chaz saw that everybody's being mezalzla in an almona. Like they saw such a big difference that an Amon only gets 100 and the Psula gets 400, so the Amon like was so low down, nobody wanted to marry an Amon at all. So therefore what the Chum had to do was Tekinu lo Masayim. They had to be misakin that the Amon of a Kayin deserves to get $200. So that's John the Brysa. There was a time when the Chum said the Amon should get 200. What happened though? Kivon the Chaz of the Kor Pirshu Minayu. Again, the Chum saw nobody was marrying an Amon of a Kohen. Why? The Yamre, the people said like this. Ah, did not sweet an Amon as Kohanim. Why should we marry an Amon? She's already used, she was married already once. And I have to pay her $200 anyway. I might as well already, Nezel Nezel Basul of Bas Yisrael. I might as well marry a Basul of Bas Yisrael. Like, what do you gain by marrying an Amon? You only have to give her $100, not $200. But if you tell me now the Amon of a Kohen, I have to give her $200 anyway, so what am I gaining by marrying an Amona? I might as well marry a Basula, and only have to give her $200 anyway. In other words, people marry them, Lefid Ksuba. So Chum saw that people stop marrying the Amona, because the Ksuba is not worth it. Why should I spend $200 on you? You're an Amona, I might as well get a $200 Basula. So therefore, Adrinal Masayu, the Chum made it back to the normal way and left it the first way, like our Mishnah says. That the Amon of a Kohanim Tak only has to get $100 worth. The Ksuba is only 100. So therefore people would marry the because of the Amonas. They have something to gain. If you marry a Psula, you have to give a Ksuba of 200. If you marry an almoni, you get away with 100. So that's epis, something to gain by marrying an almona. So therefore, some people marry the almonas. Now it says, Bez din shokana, the Mishnah says, Tekana made a takana, you have to give $400. Some of you, the Mashmuel, Loi bez din shokana b'vad amr, wasn't only for Kahanim they made this takana, El afilo mishpachos am yechosis p'Yisrael. Yes, special yechosis mishpachos, choshev mishpachos, very choshev mishpachos, they also made this takana. So whoever marries my daughter has to give her $400. So it sounds like this. And whoever wants to do the way the Kahanim did, you're allowed to do that way. In other words, if you want to make a takana that a chosh of a person, his daughter has to get $400, it's a good takana, and you're allowed to do it. So again, it's not called the Taisvus Ksuba, that's called the Ikara Ksuba. The other Marius Mesa Yadakasha. It says, if you want to do the way the Kahanim do it, you're allowed to do it. What does that mean? Kagoin like a case. Bas Yisrael a Kohen. If a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, the Kohen has to give her $400. Or Bas Kohen like Yisrael. Or else the Bas Kohen gets married to Yisrael is Oisin Bas Yisrael a Kohen. We make a Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kohen, or Bas Kohen like Yisrael. So it's a Diak, period, Oisin. You could do that way. You can make $400. So the yik is Bas Yisrael the Kohen, or Bas Kohen Yisrael. Who the yik at Sad Kuna? Master, where are you allowed to make that the ksuba should be $400? If you have to do with a Kohen, whether she's a Kohen or whether he's a Kohen, that's where there was a minig or a takana that you could have $400 for the correct ksuba. But Mashma, Bas Yisrael Yisrael, a regular Bas Yisrael married a regular Yisrael loy. No matter how chashuv they are, you're not allowed to make that the yikat ksuba should be $400. It's like going against the yikat takana. The yikat takana is a ksuba is only 200. You're not allowed to make it to be 400. And here you're telling me now, no, even a chashuv, a mishpacha, mishpachas miyuchesis, can make it to be 400. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. I tell you, loy mi boy kama. Not only this, even this. Loy mi boy, not only. Bas Yisrael Yisrael. That not only a Bas Yisrael that gets married to another Yisrael, you could make it, that they have to pay $400. He can't say to her, listen, I'm lifting you up, so what right do you have to get $400? Like a Yisrael is not lifting up a Bas Yisrael. They're both of the same Madrega, the same category, therefore it's okay to charge her $400. That she could charge $400. But the Chiddush is, Avol Bas Yisrael l'Kohen, but when a regular Bas Yisrael gets married to a Kohen, still we tell the Kohen he has to pay you $400. Now here it's a Chiddush, because the Motzi Yomelo, the Kohen really should be able to tell his wife, listen, Aluya Komalini l'cho, I'm lifting you up, I'm bringing you to a bigger Madrega now. Now that you're going to be my wife, an Eshes Kohen, you can eat Truma, you have new Alochis. Same Aloy, maybe since the husband is lifting up his wife, he does not have to pay you $400. Kamash Malon, even in such a case, that's a takana. That the takana was, whenever you have to do with a kohen, whether she's a kohen or he's a kohen, you have to pay you $400. But hey, Nachnami, on the tzar to say it was a mishpacha miyuchesis b'Yisrael, it's okay to have such a minig that any time you marry their daughters, you have to pay them $400. So therefore, there's no steve. All right, we'll stop here.